Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. The Bible says that Jesus redeemed us from the curse so that we could live in God's blessing. Well, that blessing is the empowerment to prosper in every area of life, spirit, soul, body, emotionally, financially, socially. As a child of God, you can tap into all of that by putting your faith in His Word, believing what He said, receiving from heaven's supply for whatever you need. Today, my dad, Kenneth Copeland, is going to show you how to keep God's blessing power at work for you every day.
Let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Now, Jesus was very, very specific concerning this in Mark 4, in the parable of the sower. And He said this, if you can understand this parable, you can understand all parables. Because the constant, consistent, never-changing flow of the principles of God are as a man casts seed into the ground. It is unchangeable. If you'll meditate in it long enough and pray in the Spirit about it long enough, I'll tell you what, you can rest right in this area here, right in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, and listen to the Lord Jesus. Red words win, right? And you listen to what He says, and you can answer the questions of life. Amen. Because the principles never change. God is never, ever need-minded because He's seed-minded. And you know, Jesus said, they said, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith, like you had a seed, you'd plant it and it'd grow. Well, what if you just said, increase our love? What would He have said? Same thing. Increase our money. He said the same thing. Why? Because all of it is exactly the same. Now, there may be differences in, you know, in circumstances and that kind of thing. But when you get into the principle of the thing, then it becomes easy for the Lord to reveal to you what to do. Because the principle never, ever changes. Amen. That young pastor that we talked to Friday morning in our partner service, he made the statement to me, and he said, if God has told you to do something and you're doing it but it isn't working, somewhere in your attempt to carry out what He's told you to do, you have either violated a principle or there is a principle you have not applied, because God's Word works. And he said, you go back and you pray and you seek the Lord, and he'll point out and shine the light on that principle. Then you fix it, or you put it in operation to do what's necessary to carry that out. Well, that's the very same thing that we're getting into here tonight. Now, I want you to know, this never changes, and it never will. It'll always be this way. I had my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, to tell me one time. He just very specific about it. He said, Kenneth, when things get bottlenecked and they're not working like they should, and by this time I'd been in the ministry for a while, and he said, there's always a key issue to every situation. And he said, it is an issue you cannot see any other way except by faith. Except you get in faith, you'll never know it's there. Why, Satan will do his best to hide it. He don't want you to know how he wormed his way into your affairs. And so Gloria and I, all of these years, I don't care what it was, we immediately just zero in on what's the key issue to this thing. And you're going to have very few principles that just stick out bigger than anything. The first place you want to look is with the commandment of love. Do you have aught against any? Are there problems in that area? Second place you want to look is your word life. How much time you spending in the Word? Are you just going through little routines? Or are you seeking the face of God? Are you just spending all your time doing something else and trying to just satisfy your religious duty or something? Or are you actually seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? When you are, then the things will be added to you. And so forth and so on, we can go and further into that, but it'll show up here as we go. Let's look beginning with the 14th verse. Mark 4, the sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately to take away the word that was sown in their heart. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. Now, religion has told us that persecution and affliction arise because God's trying to teach you something. Now, God puts you through that, so in blah, 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 but that ain't what Jesus said, and red words win. I don't care if Mama and them said that. Just God bless them. They just need to learn better than that. We're going to follow Jesus. Now, he said that these things happen for the word's sake. They have no root in themselves, endure but for a time. Afterward, when afflictions, persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. These are they which are sown among thorns. Underline the word thorns. Where have you heard thorns before? Huh? First thing that pops into my thinking was when the Apostle Paul said there was given me a thorn in the flesh. Well, we'll see right here what it is. He said what it was. And I've had people say, well, we don't know just exactly what that thorn was. You can't read? He said, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me. A messenger of Satan sent to persecute me, afflict me. Why? Well, he said because of the revelation God had given him, the word that was working in his life. And I went to the Lord and sought him three times to get that messenger of Satan off of him. I pick up, one of the ways I check out a translation, I turn right straight to that scripture, and you hand me one that said, and God gave me a thorn in the flesh. I ain't interested. I'll just pitch it over on the desk. Unless the Lord tells me to go pick it up, I probably never open it again. There's been a couple of times he said, well, there's something else I want you to see in there, and that's fine. But that's not correct because the Greek text doesn't say that at all. It doesn't say God gave me a thorn in the flesh. And he said, I sought God three times to get rid of that thorn in the flesh, that messenger of Satan sent to buffet me. And people say, well, yeah, and the Lord told him no. Oh, really? I thought he said my grace is sufficient. He didn't tell him to keep it. He said use grace and get it out. Amen. That's the reason he wrote to the church at Corinth and said, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always be sufficient in all things. Hallelujah. Always having all sufficiency in all things. Does that sound like no? If you came up and said, Brother Copeland, I need to borrow your pickup. Well, that's fine. What do you need my truck for? Well, yours is 3/4 ton, mine's a 1/2 ton, and I need to haul some stuff, and mine won't haul it. What is it you want to haul? Well, and he goes and tells me, I said, man, you don't need my truck. That stuff don't weigh that much. Your truck is sufficient. I don't mind you using my truck, and that's fine. Go ahead and take it. But I just want you to know, your truck is sufficient. I didn't tell him no. I told him his truck is enough.
Amen.
Huh? In other words, he said, don't come to me with this anymore. You do it yourself. I gave you revelation about who's got authority over the devil. I told you to cast him out. I never told you to come to me and get the devil off of you. I said, in my name, cast him out. I told you authority, and I gave you revelation concerning the principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and the full armor of God. Now, just hush about what you're carrying on here. My grace is sufficient. You go take care of him. Go take care of business.
Amen.
Now then, we can settle that one. And there may be other things here the Lord wants to say about it. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. He didn't say riches. He said the deceitfulness of it. The trusting in it. Thinking you got to earn it when God said the blessing will give it to you. You mean we don't have to work? You don't work, you don't eat. I thought you just said, I know what you thought. That's what you get for thinking instead of listening. No. I work. I work at what God tells me to do. I'm on call 24 hours a day, and so are you. I'm on assignment. I'm not earning a living. No, the just shall live by faith. I'm not earning a living. I'm doing what the Lord told me to do. Praise God. And like Jesse said, unfix your income. There, Lord. We ain't talking about your salary. We're talking about your income, brother. You can get to the point to where that whole salary ain't none but seed. But now, if you won't work, you ain't going to be moving in the blessing of God. If you won't work, you won't do what God tells you to do. You are not going to eat. Unless you some kind of bum. Well, Brother Copeland, what if I'm incapacitated? Well, get healed. In the meantime, your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. You get in there and start studying the Word. You get in there and lay hold of the Word of God and get well. And at the same time, He'll take care of you, put food on your table and raise you up and make you strong.
That's right.
His grace is sufficient. All right. Now, look at this. The cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts or the pressures of other things entering in. They have to enter in order to choke the Word, and then the Word becomes unfruitful. Unfruitful. I said unfruitful. Where have you heard fruitful? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Subdue it and have dominion over it. He's talking about the blessing. He's talking about the blessing in every one of these. So now, these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So now, all these people heard the word. All of them received it with gladness, but only 25% of them produced. All of them heard. All of them were faced. All of them faced the devil on exactly the same ground. God is no respecter of persons, and the devil is stuck with it. And God did not license the devil to come against you. No, sir. The devil is self-employed. He don't ever listen to anybody unless they speak in power and authority in the name of Jesus, and then he listens, and he will obey. He'll run from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now then, those five things, persecution, becoming offended, cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, pressure of other things entering in. That is the list of the five tools that Satan uses to get the word out of you once you've heard it, to stop the blessing working in you, to stop you from receiving. Now, I want you to, that they're laid out in the order of Satan's success, the things he has most success from. And they are connected with one another. Every one of them, all five of them, are fear-based and fear-dependent. Without fear, they don't work. It just shuts them down. For instance, persecution won't have any effect on you at all if you're not afraid of the results. It doesn't generate any fear. Now, this works together. You notice how closely tied to persecution is becoming offended. You notice they're just hooked right there together? Now, why is it so important? Why is it so important not to get offended? Why? You have to be afraid in the first place. It's fear dependent. It won't work. Offense doesn't work if you're not afraid. Fear just rises up. You may not even realize it's fear. But that's if fear's job is not primarily to bring you to a state of fright. Fear's job is to bring you to a state of unbelief. Fear's job is to alter the Word of God and tell you that you'll never get it, you can't get it, God don't love you, blah, 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 and all that other mess. That's all comes out of the root of fear. Now, how does fear get in the first place? Every time you violate the commandment of love, fear is the result. Because perfected love, 1 John 4:18, casteth out or flushes out fear. You keep practicing the love of God and you stir up the gift of God that's within you. See, your spirit's not producing fear. When you got born again, your spirit started producing faith. But without love, your faith is weak. Love is to your faith what air is to a tire. There's no way that set of new tires can support the load they were designed to carry unless they got air in them. Your faith cannot support the load it was designed to carry without love in it. And every time you act on unforgiveness, every time you act out of the love of God, violate the commandment of love, fear is a result. You feed it in there. It's not in there already. Faith is in there already. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and it comes up on the inside of you. Fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of the devil, and you meditate on those and violate that commandment of love. It comes in from the outside and begins to compound in there, particularly in your soul. So as you begin to practice the love of God, you need to practice it all the time. Set your love upon Him. Read the 91st Psalm and set your love on it. Read the 91st Psalm and set your love on it. For He has set His love upon me, and He's known my name, and I'll be with Him in a time of trouble, and I will deliver Him, and with long life I'll satisfy. Every morning when you get up, open your eyes and say, Lord, I love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, and I love the brethren the way you love the brethren. And I give myself to you, and I give myself to them today. Amen. You start your day exercising love. Exercising it. And then quote scriptures, love never fails. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. The grace of God is in me and on me. Hallelujah. Start talking love. Go through 1 Corinthians, the 12th and 13th chapters, and come down there where it says all this whole list that love is, and put yourself in there. I am never offended. I'm never puffed up. No. I count no wrong done to me. See what I'm doing? I'm wearing my armor and I'm casting that stuff off. I don't pay attention to it. If I do, it turns into persecution, which will cause me to be offended, and fear gets involved into that. I'm going down fast. Because he'll steal the word out of me. He gets the word out of me. I'm in deep trouble. Amen? Just pray in the spirit there for a moment. Kodeleshe, shengrenistola kalakama babola, lelanana, kolamani nekalikia, palo palo nana. If you will listen to my word, and if you will pay careful attention, I'll always keep you enough steps ahead of the devil, and I'll show you things to come, and I'll unravel his operations to where it's easy for you to see what he's doing, and standing against him is not hard at all, because when you resist him, he'll flee. But when you get behind and he's got things working on you and you fall in those traps and you let your feelings run away from you, then you've got to pull back up in there and strengthen yourself and build yourself back up. It's tougher, but you can and you will do it. So learn to stay ahead. Keep prayed up, read up, confessed up before the Word of God. And follow me. Do those things I tell you to do. I'll show you these things. I'll walk with you in it. Practice my presence. Talk to me. I'll talk to you. I'll listen to you. You learn to listen to me. And together we'll go places you never thought you'd ever be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is the one thing that I look forward to every year, is coming here to be immersed in the Word.
You can never trade this for anything else. You know, I just wish this would be the life that we live every single day. You just wake up, come to be in the presence of the Lord.
You can get the principles of the Word on TV and it's exciting, but when you're gathered together with thousands of people and experience it in the presence of God, it's totally different with being in person.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
It's so hard to love that person who wronged me.
God, I don't know how you can love me when I'm always messing up.
It's time to break free from love-limiting thoughts and understand that God has given you the capacity for His love. Get Faith in God's Love, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and begin to develop your faith concerning the love of God. He is love. If he dwells in you, then love dwells in you. God says his love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. That means you have the ability to not only believe, but receive, give, and live by the love of God. And love never fails. When you order your thoughts, feelings, and will according to his word, you can choose the love way every time. Become rooted and grounded in the love of God by putting his word first place. All fear is cast out when you have faith in God's love. Download your copy of Faith in God's Love free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. As you listen to these messages by Kenneth Copeland, fear will be cast out of your life and you'll be assured of God's love for you. Discover that knowing how much God loves you brings strength to your faith and makes it easy for you to receive his goodness in your life. Offer good for 30 days, download your free copy, and start developing your faith in God's love today.
Dad read in Mark 4 where Jesus said, "The sower sows the word." The word holds the answer to every question in life. And by his Spirit, God can reveal to you the way out of every situation. One great place to receive the word and that wisdom is at the Southwest Believers Convention, July 27th through August 1st, right here in Fort Worth, Texas. Our theme this year is the homecoming. Now, you personally may or may not have good memories of coming home, but in the presence of God, you're always at home. In that presence, there's love, peace, joy, and wisdom that you need. So join us for 6 days and receive teaching from God's Word that will build your faith, encourage you, and bring up the wisdom out of your heart that you need. We have so many testimonies of people who have received their healing. They've been delivered from fear, oppression, received that wisdom to solve problems. I have personally had every one of those things happen to me sitting right there amongst other believers listening to God's Word. So bring your children and your teens. This faith-building atmosphere is for them too. And by the time the meeting ends, you and your family will come away changed. The Southwest Believers Convention is free to attend. For more information, go to kcm.org/SWBC. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for joining us today. And until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.